Hello everyone, happy new year. Welcome to 2022. Welcome to the first episode of Precious Moments in 2022. Okay, before I go into the episode properly, let me just do small appreciation. Thank you so much for listening to Precious Moments in 2021. For those of you that listen, for those of you that shared, thank you so much. I'm really grateful. So, you know, in the last episode, I said Precious Moments is going to be weekly. So, yes, it's going to be weekly. So, this is the first episode for the year 2022. Why do I want to say 2021 now? Like, I wanted to say 2021. Anyway, this is the first episode for the year 2022. Welcome to this episode. Okay. And as our custom, this is January, so this is the period where motivational speakers thrive, where we bring you talks about making goals. What are your goals for the year 2022? I hope you've written down your goals. I hope you've done this. I hope you've done that. And some of us, we are busy posting up and down. Like, I've been seeing different posts. New year, new me. New year, we move. New year, new goals. New year, new drive. New year, new spirit. Before, calm down. Before you write new year, new me, new year, new goals, there are certain things which I would like to discuss this morning. Yeah, this morning. It's a morning here, actually, in Nigeria. There are certain things I would like to discuss. Before you take your pen and write new year, new me, new year, new this, new year. And you see all those people say, new year, I will cut off some people off my life. I'm coming back for you in the next episode. Anyway, before you make your new year goals and your new year resolution, there are certain things I would like us to note. The first is, what happened to your last year goal? What happened to your last year goal? You know, some people, like, you made goals for last year. I feel before you start making new goals, go and review your previous goals. Like, okay, did I achieve? The truth is, most of us, we achieve our goals, and most of us, we just write them, and after writing them, we forget about them. Honestly speaking, that's the truth. So, I feel before making new year goals, before writing new year, new me, new year, new this, go and review your previous goal. Go and review your previous goals. What are your goals for 2021? Were you able to achieve the goals you set for 2021? Highlight the ones you are able to achieve, and the ones you are not able to achieve, highlight them and start from there. Don't just write, don't write new goals this time around. Like, start from the previous goals. Okay, out of the 10 goals I wrote, I was able to achieve 5. Instead of writing new set of 10 goals, which you only achieve 5 from it, then you continue from that 5 and you can add new goals to them. And if you are not able to achieve any goals, like, write out what happened. Okay, what happened that I was not able to achieve my last year goal? What happened? The truth is, some of us, we keep doing things the same way. And if it's the same approach you used for your last year goals, that's what you want to still use for this year goals, my dear, you will still not achieve your goals for the year. So write out. Some of us, it's procrastination. We can procrastinate. I will do it tomorrow. I will do it next tomorrow. And the year I've started, and we've started with that habit because some of us in our mind, it's too early now. Is it not just January? January 7th, it's too early for me to start, and the rest, and that's how we keep procrastinating. It's too early. February will come, you will shout, it's too early. March will come, it's too early. Before you know, September, that's when you'll be rushing to achieve the goals. So highlight them. What happened? Why didn't I achieve this goal? Could it be as a result of procrastination? Could it be as a result of laziness? Could it be as a fact that I had a lot to do and I did not give my goals keen attention? Highlight them. And then as you write your goals for this year, and put strategies on how to tackle those obstacles that made you not achieve your last year goals. Another point I want to talk about, and another point to note before you make your New Year goals, before you write down your goals for 2021, is don't just write your goals and write it there. Make action plans. What are the steps to take while achieving this goal? What are the steps for me to take to achieve this goal? Sorry. And what is my timeline? There's a goal template that Pastor Sam Adeyemi of Daystar Ministry shared on his Facebook, and I recommend that for everybody. So he listed the goals, that's your spiritual goals, and under spiritual goals, like, he listed bullet points. The fields are blank, actually, you have to fill them yourself. He listed bullet points, then beside it you see steps to achieve it and timeline. Okay, you say you want to take a professional course. One of your goals in 2022 is to take a professional course. What are the steps? Is it like your steps can start by researching on Google, finding schools that offer scholarship, online scholarship, and applying for them. So these are your steps. And then what is the timeline? When do you want to achieve this goal? By putting these steps to achieve it and timeline, it makes you work towards it. If you want to maybe learn an online course this year, if you want to take a professional course as your goal for 2022, you can just write take a course, steps to achieve it, you highlight your steps and the timeline. Maybe your timeline, you want, okay, by February I want to have achieved this. It makes you work towards it so that you can beat that timeline. So don't just set your goals and because they say maybe write goals because they say we should write our goals, you just write them down and then you don't have any plan. There's no way you want to achieve, like, you don't have any plan to achieve it, you don't have any steps you are taking, you just wrote them down. No, you meet them that same way next year. When we are entering 2023, you still meet them that same way. So write down steps to achieve your goal and the timeline. When do I want to achieve this goal? By August, I want to have achieved this goal. And then this leads me to the next thing to note. Share them with someone you are accountable to. Yes. So I feel sharing them with someone that you can be accountable to, it makes that person check up on you and it makes you work hard to achieve that goal. By sharing them with someone you are accountable to, okay, you know that maybe in your circle of friends, you can just meet this person and tell the person, so and so, these are my goals for 2022. And for instance, your goals for 2022 is to save certain amount of money. You tell this monthly, you tell this person, these are my goals for 2022, I want to save so amounts of money monthly. Please, at the end of the month, ask me how far I've gone, or I'll send you a screenshot of my savings. Like, by that way, by getting someone that you can be accountable to, it keeps you up on your feet. And even when you feel like, oh, I feel tired today, I can't continue, you know that I have to report to this person. And I don't tell somebody that does not have the zeal or fire like you have. Tell somebody that you know that can push you forward. Tell somebody that you know that if you are slacking and you feel like, okay, I can't continue with this goal for this year, let me just stop it and the rest, this person will push you and drive you to achieve it. Tell somebody like that. Then be intentional about your goals. Yeah, be intentional about your goals. A lot of time, I feel like most of us, we just write goals so that it will not be as if when they ask me, Precious, have you set your goals? I've set them. Like, be intentional about your goals. Be intentional about it. What do you aim to achieve with your goal? Okay, my goal for 2022 is that I want to save. I don't know why I'm using savings. I want to save so amount. Okay. Yes, you want to save so amount. What do you want to do with that money you want to save? It might be, okay, I want to start up a business, so I need to save. I want to invest, so I need to save. And all that. Like, be intentional about them. Why do I want to achieve this goal? Why do I want this goal? At the end of achieving this goal, honestly speaking, the goals that Mr. A writes will be different from the goals Mr. B writes. So don't just feel like, okay, because they say we should write goals, because people are writing goals, let me write my own. So no, be intentional about them. identify how that goes will help you. Identify what you hope to, like, how it will add to you. For instance, now your goals is to read maybe 13 books for yes, you can do it. Your goals is to read 13 books for the year. Like, highlight the books. Okay, don't just any book you see, you just carry and read. Any books you carry, you just read. Like, be intentional about the books you read. Be intentional about the goals you make. How would this go add to me? Am I just writing it for writing's sake? Why is it important to me to achieve this goal? And the last point is, write your goals down and read them. Computer brains, this one is for you. No, there are some people that I'll be like, have you written your goals for you? Ah, precious, there's no need for me to write it. It's in my mind. Computer goals. Computer brains, sorry. I know it's in your mind. I know you have it stored up there and you can never forget. Truth is, if you don't write it, you will forget some of the things. By the end of January, you will forget that you even had goals. So it's good for you to write them. When you write them, it will help you keep track of them. Like, to help you keep track of them, you can go back to read it and say, okay, these are my goals for 2022. How far have I gone? What are the steps I'm taking? In summary, write down your goals. Honestly speaking, when you write them down, you won't forget. But if you have like 10 goals on your mind and you don't write them down, in your head you're like, I have them on my head, there's nothing that will make me forget. Gradually you forget the first one, gradually you forget the second one, gradually you forget the third one, gradually you forget the fourth one, and before you know, this year will come and go like previous year. So in summary, all the noise I've been making is that this 2022, if you want to achieve your goals, if you want to make it different from 2021, you have to start doing things differently. Don't keep doing the same things you were doing in 2021 and expect to get a different result. No, things don't happen that way. And for some of us, you might not need new goals. You don't need to write new goals. You just need to be consistent with what you've been doing before, and then you get results. For the fact that you put an effort last year towards achieving a goal and you feel like it did not yield results, just continue. I feel like you just need to be consistent with what you were doing and then you get results. Or you might actually try a different approach and you get results. Again and again, before you set your new goals, note that you have to review your previous goals. You make action plans and steps to achieve your goals. You share them with someone you're accountable to. You have to be intentional about your goals and then write your goals down. Thank you so much. Let me talk. 2022 will be great for us all. But then if you keep doing the things you are doing, if you are lazy, you keep procrastinating, see, 2022 will just be the same like 2021. There will be no difference. So try and work on your goals. Put steps to achieving your goals. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay blessed.